Hi, it's Dave. This Monday, July 26, Tesla's reporting their Q2 2021 earnings. And in this video, I'll share my estimates and the key areas I'm looking at. Let's dive right into it. All right, so here you have a spreadsheet of Tesla's last four quarterly earnings reports dating back from Q2 2020. In this green column here, you have my Q2 2021 estimates. Okay, so for auto revenues, I'm coming out with $9.8 billion. The main reason is because in Q2, Tesla sold about 16,000 more cars than they did the previous quarter. So you take 16,000 times about $50,000 to say roughly average sales price, you get about an $800 million increase. Therefore, you have the jump from $9 billion to $9.8 billion. Regulatory credits, I'm keeping about the same at $500 million. So we don't have a lot of visibility in this, so it could be within, a range of $300 to $700 million, who knows. For automotive gross profit, I'm coming up with $2.75 billion. That equals an automotive gross profit of about 28%. A couple reasons here. Tesla had strong prices because of the robust demand for used cars and new cars. And they were able to sell as many cars as they could. They also took out, the low trim or standard trim for Model Y, let's say in the US and some other markets. And so a lot of their cars were actually more higher end. And then you had the Model S just starting deliveries as well. All right, for total revenues, I have about $11.3 billion. So this is basically energy and services, which I'm estimating about $1.5 billion. Tesla kind of loses a bit of money on services, probably breaks even on energy. So I'm looking at a gross profit of about $2.65 billion, a total GAAP gross margin of 23.5%. So this is kind of the gist of the first kind of revenue figures. For operating expenses, I'm estimating $1.6 billion. Now, this could be a range. So my range is actually $1.4 to $1.7 billion. It all depends on a few things. One is on stock-based compensation. It also depends on how aggressive Tesla is hiring in their operating expense category. All right, for income, I'm pegging it at $1.05 billion. Again, the range is kind of wide, $900 to $1.3 billion. Operating margin is 9.3%. GAAP income, I'm looking at $700 million. And actually, the range is more $500 to $900 million that I'd be happy with. And then the non-GAAP range is $1.25 billion. And again, or the amount in the range is $1 billion to $1.5 billion. All right, so a few things here. For non-GAAP, you're adding back basically stock-based compensation. So I'm looking at about $550 million for employee stock-based compensation and some of Elon Musk's stock-based compensation. Also, another note on GAAP and non-GAAP income is Tesla is going to have an impairment charge of about, I think, about $110 million because of Bitcoin fell lower than their lowest price that they paid for actually in this quarter. And so this actually impacts your earnings. Some people will, and a lot of analysts will pull that out when they analyze it, but I'm just keeping that in for now. All right, so I want to go into some of the bigger picture highlights of how I see this Q1 or Q2 earnings playing out. First off, you got record revenue, and this makes sense because Tesla is selling a record amount of cars. We're also going to see likely record revenues for Q3 and Q4 and next year, probably every quarter as well as they ramp production. So this is actually a fantastic place for Tesla to be in. Number two, we're looking at record profits, and the big reason is because as Tesla sells more cars, they get more revenue, but their operating expenses don't go up as much as their revenue. Therefore, because of this operating leverage, you're going to see increase in profits. And a lot of this is going to take, I think, some people by surprise. Number three, you have increased gross margins. Part of this is economies of scale. As Tesla ramps up, they get better, they get more efficient. Another part of this is just global used car and new car demand is so robust. Tesla is able to do price increase after price increase. And we're going to start see this not just in Q2, but in coming quarters as well. Then you've got record operating margins. And this is shown in both the gross margins and also the profit margins that Tesla has. Number five, you've got modest Tesla energy growth still. Elon Musk noted in the Bitcoin talk recently that they have a huge backlog of Powerwall demand that they're not able to fulfill. And so a lot of it is bottleneck with cell production still. And then lastly, you have the $110 million Bitcoin impairment charge. All right, in terms of guidance in coming quarters, I think first off, because you're seeing price increases that Tesla is doing on a lot of their cars, you're going to see better margins. So this is going to look pretty optimistic for Q3 and Q4. As long as this is number two, as long as they can produce, right, and deliver, right, all the cars that they're able to, Tesla is looking to have a great second half of this year. And lastly, all eyes are going to be on Austin and Berlin, because a big part and a large part of Tesla's revenue and all of their figures are going to be dependent on the production, right, out of Austin and Berlin, because this is where a lot of the new growth and the new revenue is going to come from. Tesla, for every quarter, they have a lot of questions that people can post on saytechnologies.com for both institutional and retail investors. Here are kind of the top 10 areas of questions I'm looking at. First off, I want to know if Tesla's going to do an AI day. Elon referred to the possibility of having it in late July, but there hasn't been an update. It's already late July, so I want to know, you know, if that's still in progress. Number two, full self-driving subscription strategy. I want to understand why they priced it the way they did, how they're looking for pricing, let's say, in the future. Will they keep, let's say, the one-time purchase as is or increase it? Number three, I'm looking for any hints on a wide release of full self-driving beta, if this is really going to happen, right, let's say by the end of the year, or if it's pushed to next year. Kind of any idea on the timeline would be great. Number four, there's a global chip shortage that's hitting a lot of industries, and especially the auto market. I'm curious if Tesla's impacted at all, what, you know, things they're doing to overcome this. They shared this previously, but I'm curious an update. Number five, Model S deliveries were kind of put on hold for a couple of weeks. And recently, according to some people like Sawyer Merritt on Twitter, they're saying that, hey, the deliveries have restarted. I'd like some more color on this, you know, to see what was holding up the Model S deliveries. Number six, 4680 cell status. This is probably actually the number one question, but yeah, is Tesla still on, you know, projection, or are they still slated to produce 4680 cells, right, for Austin, put them into the Model Y, put them into the Cybertruck, put them into, let's say, the semi-truck as well. How is this going? Are there any big challenges? Number seven and eight, I'd like to get an update on Austin and Berlin factories on when they start production, how fast they're going to ramp. Number nine, a Cybertruck production update and semi-production update. Yeah, any color on, like, you know, are we going to see any Cybertrucks by the end of the year? That would be completely awesome. And lastly, any updates on the annual shareholder meeting, if anything special is planned for that? All right. So overall, I'm looking forward to Q1 2021 earnings for Tesla. I think it's going to be a fantastic quarter. We're looking at just revenue, record revenue, record profit, record gross margins. Now, there might be some disagreement, right, amongst people, and especially in the Tesla community, exactly how big, right, the beat might be, or is it going to come in line with expectations? Are there going to be some kind of hidden, you know, impairments or charges that Tesla books in this quarter? There's always a lot of unknowns. Anyways, keep following my videos, my channel. I'm going to go ahead and do a shareholder kind of live stream right when the earnings come out on Monday. I'll kind of go through the key numbers and the key findings, and it's always fun. I'll share my thoughts after the earnings call as well. All right, all of my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player, and I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.